You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
Hey, you're listening to DJ Cool Kitten coming at you live from radio.dominican.edu, and I'm here to talk about my show, The New Normal, which is starting today, right now, at 5 to 6 p.m. every Monday until the semester's over. So, as many of you know, like I just said, today's my debut show, and I'm going to use this time to introduce myself and tell you how my show's structured. For starters, I am DJ Cool Kitten, and I'm just your average girl living in 2K16 like everyone else on this planet. However, I was born in 1993, which means I am a 90s baby. And in fact, everyone born from the late 80s to the early 90s are also considered 90s children, otherwise known as millennials, which is really big today because everyone's talking about millennial problems, and everyone's kind of wondering what a millennial is and what the type of problems we have to deal with are. And pretty much that's what my show is all about. As you know, the show is called The New Normal, and it's about how what we millennials have turned our society into today. And basically, people who aren't us, like our parents, grandparents, uncles, aunts, other people who are older than us, you know, those old people, dinosaurs, and so on, how they think that we're completely absurd. But really, they're just conforming just as everyone else is, too. With the invention of social media and touch phones and mobile devices, along came the introduction of social media addiction, touch phone addiction. Pretty much everyone sitting on the toilet swiping through Facebook or Instagram or what have you, Twitter. I don't know what other social media does everyone use these days. So for those of you who have seen my graphic icon, it's actually a real photo taken by my own father during a double date that I and my boyfriend had with my parents. We were actually at a pretty nice restaurant in San Francisco called Crustacean. It's a seafood restaurant, and we had already finished eating dinner, and we were just sitting next to each other, but completely checked out of reality. And actually, my dad took that photo, and then he looked at us and asked us, "What are you guys doing? Are you guys texting each other?" And I looked up and then looked at my boyfriend, and then he looked at me, and then we were just like, "No, we're actually doing our own thing." And well, mind you, this also means that my dad was also on his phone. So if you close your eyes and picture the scenario, my dad was on his phone taking a picture of me and my boyfriend on our phones, and my mom was probably on her phone doing something else. So that, you guys, is an image of what society is today. It's completely normal to have your phone at the dinner table. I mean, it's probably rude in most cases, but it's normal. Whenever I go to places like Starbucks or any other corporate coffee shop, I see, like, as I'm standing in line, I'm probably looking at my phone, then I'll look up and then I'll see other people looking at their phone. So now I'm going to cover what is trending with the cool crowd. Well, my whole show is basically going to do that as well. And most of the things I'm going to say are actually my own personal opinions. So nothing I say is actually concrete information. I will be doing extensive research on things that I find interesting that are related to millennial things and people, but none of the things I say will actually be concrete evidence, or they may offend some people, and I apologize in advance if I offend you, but that's just how society is. Freedom of speech, right? And today, I feel like there are a lot of challenges that we kids as millennials have to deal with. Like, I've noticed and have read certain articles about about personality disorders that have derived from things like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Everyone's trying to call for each other's attention. It's kind of like using it to satisfy your own narcissism, in my opinion. I feel like I'm one of those people. I am constantly just on my phone, hashtagging everything that I'm doing. I'll be at the dinner table taking pictures of my food. My boyfriend will make fun of me, but you know what? Who cares? Because I'm doing me, you know? So it's fine. It's fine. It's fine to love yourself, and it's fine to tell the entire world what you're doing, because that's just what people do these days, you know? And for me personally, I think I'll admit to everyone and to my family that, yes, I do have a cell phone addiction, which does mean sometimes my teachers will see me on my phone when I'm not supposed to be on it. Shame on me. Or I'll be at, like I said, just I'll be crossing the street on my cell phone. I'll see the light turn green, and then I'll just walk with my phone attached to my screen, just kind of looking in my peripheral vision, making sure that I don't bump into anybody, which is completely dangerous. So I don't advise any of you to do that, but that's just how I have functioned recently, which I should fix, mind you. And it's become a problem. I've read articles about how Facebook has contributed to modern depression because people are constantly using it as a tool to kind of peacock themselves and tell everyone about their lives. And look at me, I'm doing this because I'm cooler than you. Or look at me, I'm skydiving and you're not. That's just how people are these days. It's not that they're actively trying to be better than everyone else, but it's basically a way to show yourself off and to kind of it's to kind of prove to yourself that you are doing something in this world. And because for some reason people don't believe that they're doing anything unless everyone else knows about it. Do you know what I mean? So this show is actually titled Hashtag Hashtag. And what that means is, I'm sorry, not what that means, but the reason why I did that is because I want to tell you guys all about what hashtags are and their role on the internet and their role in lives, because come on, sometimes I'll be out and just like hang out with my friends and I'll make a joke and I'll be like, hashtag this and that, kind of like, oh, hashtag first world problems, something, I don't know, oh my god, I have so much homework to do, hashtag first world problems, because our problems are just so big, right? I don't know. But for me, I kind of would like to be hashtag internet famous, which is also a new thing that's going around. I kind of want to be known. I'm a narcissist, okay? I'll admit that, like I said. I want the world to know. I want the whole internet to know who I am and what I'm all about, because it's all about me. It's Generation X, right? It's all about who you are. And I kind of want to use this show and maybe turn it into something bigger. Turn it into a YouTube vlog, which I'm using air quotes because vlog has turned into this term that actually means video blog. Because people have gotten so successful just talking about what they want to talk about online. Michelle Phan, for example. Michelle Phan, I don't know if you know her. She's Vietnamese like me. I'm Vietnamese too, which makes me really excited that another Vietnamese woman is doing so well for herself. She made Forbes 30 Under 30 because she started off as a waitress. She had graduated from and gotten her undergraduate degree, but then was trying to make meets and being a waitress. And she started doing makeup tutorials, very simple ones, things like Lady Gaga and just other, I think she has some Disney princesses as well. she's created her own cosmetics brand called M Cosmetics, which I think is amazing. I love my own cosmetics brand. I love makeup too, but it's just, it goes to show you how social media has created its own spot in today's economy and how it's now become a real part of life and how it's become a real part of business. Jenna Marbles, another person who's actually become very, very successful just by creating her own comedic videos that satire women of today's society, satire what we people just do. It's hilarious. If you don't know Jenna Marbles, you should go Google her or look her up on YouTube. She's funny. If you don't know Michelle Phan, Google her, YouTube her. She's great. She's a beautiful woman. She kind of, to me, she symbolizes just a real person who was struggling with life, took something she was passionate about, and turned it into something that was really lucrative. And I think that's just incredibly inspiring. And guess how she did it? She did it with YouTube. She did it with Instagram. She did it, I think she has Twitter. I'm not sure. I'm new to Twitter. I actually created a Twitter a while ago, and I'll get into that later. But yeah, I'm so fascinated with how social media has actually become something very, very useful. Yelp, for instance. Yelp is now charging, those of you who don't know what Yelp is, I mean, probably nobody out there. Yelp is just it's a website where you can use it to review businesses, local businesses, businesses that you visit, things like that, and rate them from like 1 to 5 stars or 1 to 4 stars, something like that. Well, Yelp is now charging business owners more money to market themselves, to put themselves higher first on the list when you Google, say, a taco stand. If you Google a taco stand, the person who paid to have that spot is going to show up first, which I think is bogus because it's not fair for those businesses who aren't making as much money, who are probably creating the same quality, if not better quality, of food or service. I think that's completely unfair. But Yelp is also, it's monopolizing off of social media and its success. I'm going to return to the fact that I kind of want to be someone in this world. Like, I want to use this to actually promote the idea of being yourself and being able to speak your own word on the internet. Like, I am actually very, very, very thankful of this opportunity to talk to you guys over internet radio, which is pretty awesome. I mean, most of you right now, think about it, are probably listening to me on your cell phone, on your laptop, on some form of mobile media device. And that, my friends, today is what today is all about right now. You're attached to your phone right now, correct? Am I correct or not? Like, it's just how it is. It's, in a way, I think that it's sad, but in a way, it's also really great because you guys are all listening to me, which is cool. I have a lot to say about it. I think that a lot of people are falling victim to things like social media addiction, are falling victim to depression, a lot of other things that are related to the problems that we face today because of all this technology. Okay, well, we're going to go, we're going to take a break now. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. My show is called The New Normal, and this is DJ Cool Kitten checking out for just about a few minutes, and we'll check back on you in a few minutes. Thank you. Sweet girl, sweet girl, sweet girl. And you can have it all.
about to eat on Saturdays. Yo, if my friend was not a baller, he was get by barely. Hilarious, apparently, la homie likes a parody. I put amazing carrots on you, you should see the clarity. And comparing a daughter in the future, she'll inherit it. I cannot stop staring at you, I mean, that's a draw. See the kid by you in church and will donate me, it's the charity. Acknowledge me and I can help you study what geography, psychology, finance, and economics, and my biology. Don't stop it, let's change that beat and we let's buy some property. It's lonely in the top, so won't you come and get on top of me? Scoochie, Scoochie.
DJ Cool Kitten here, and I'm back to tell you more about social media and hashtagging. What I thought was really funny was DJ Breezy. You just heard her about just the earlier show. She actually just Shazammed the song that was just playing, which I think that's really funny. If you guys don't know what Shazam is, it's this app that you can use to look up the music that's currently playing wherever you are. I don't use Shazam as much as I'd like to, but it's kind of interesting. It's kind of interesting because you could take it. I've seen my friends take it to the movie theater and use it on the songs that are playing in the credits. I just think it's funny. It's cool that we can actually do things like that, because back in the day, I'm pretty sure there was no such thing as Shazam. And if you didn't know the name of the music, you didn't know who was playing the music, you just didn't know. Actually, back in the early 2000s, I think I saw the way that my friend was doing it. She was writing down the lyrics and then she would Google the lyrics. I mean, that still works. I still do that. You can still do that if you don't have Shazam, by the way. Anyway, back to the topic of Yelp. I think my parents own their own business. They do acrylic nails, which, by the way, acrylic nails are totally in right now. I personally like coffin style, coffin shaped or stiletto shaped nails. Those are very in. Pretty much the longer your nails are, the more on fleek they are. If you don't know what on fleek means, it was a term that was coined just, I don't know, probably a year ago that replaced on point, which I don't know what was wrong with the term on point, because on point was working fine for me. I don't know, but like everyone else, I'm using on fleek. Today, I guess, I did my makeup today before this radio show, knowing full well that nobody was going to see me, but I did my makeup because I felt like it was going to make me more comfortable because I would feel good about myself, and I guess it's giving me something to talk about, so I guess it worked, right? But on fleek is just this new thing that's turned into a it's a hashtag. Basically, if you did your eyebrows this morning, it's hashtag on fleek or hashtag fleeked out. People's eyebrows, I don't even know. Now I feel like I'm starting to make eye contact with people's eyebrows before I make eye contact with their eyeballs. It's because people are so obsessed with looking perfect these days. Pop icons like Kylie Jenner, all of the Kardashians, Kim Kardashian, Taylor Swift. I don't know who else is famous right now. Everyone's talking about how to fleek out your eyebrows. It's all over Instagram. I'll scroll down my feed and I'll see tons of people. Tons of people hashtagging on fleek. By the way, on fleek is actually spelled, on, like the on button, on fleek, F-L-E-E-K. On fleek is another word for perfect, on point. Perfect or on point. Basically, you look flawless. If you're on fleek, you look flawless. Your outfit could be on fleek. Your hair could be on fleek. By the way, I do hair, so I'm constantly using that to compliment my clients, which is a lot of them actually aren't millennials. So they'll ask me, they'll be like, what does on fleek mean? And this is what I'm telling you. This is how I explain it to them. On fleek means you look great. I feel like I find myself, since I work in the beauty industry, I use a lot of millennial terms, and I'm constantly having to explain to people what certain terms mean, which is really funny. But I feel like a lot of them are super friendly about it. A lot of my clients are super interested in what I have to say about today's our generation and things that we do. The other day, I was doing this. I was blowing out this woman's hair. Blowing out, by the way, also means giving a really nice blow dry so that your hair is nice and smooth at the end. That's a new thing too. They have blow dry bars all over the place now, where people don't even cut your hair there. They blow out your hair. They just make your. It's basically a styling station where you can get your hair styled. I was blowing out this woman's hair, and she was asking me, oh, what school do you go to? What's in now? I told her, I go to Dominican University. What's your major? I major in communications. Oh, what are you doing? What's new? Well, I guess as a communications major, I feel like communications majors are all up in the media and what's new, right? I think so. So I'm constantly finding myself enveloped in what's happening right now and having to explain it. And because I'm around so many, I don't want to say older because I feel like that could be a little bit offensive to people. But for the more mature generation, I'm constantly having to explain to them what's going on. And I think I love it because they're so curious, and it's a great thing. So on the topic of just relationships with people who aren't millennials, I think it's really cool that I get to talk to you guys about this. So hopefully I'm getting a full variety of listeners, not just people my age, but people who didn't grow up having smartphones, who didn't grow up having the internet, who didn't grow up with Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or any of that stuff, because I think it's a cool thing to educate you people about that. Actually, at College of Marin, there's a course that's called Multimedia Studies, which, because I'm also going to College of Marin, I I looked at that and I thought that was funny because when I looked at the course description, it was about how to effectively use social media and what it's, how to use it to connect with other people and how to use it, basically how to use it. Like people that around my age, we don't even think about it. We just use it to message our friends. We use it to contact each other. Honestly, I think more of my friends like to Facebook message me than they like to text me. I mean, it's all the same to me. Texting is also something that's new. I'm sure people who were born in the early 80s weren't texting their friends before going to the movie theater. Actually, what I've noticed is that people used to call their friends when they got to their houses to like let them know that they're there. Sorry, I said like to let them know that they're waiting outside. But now people aren't even doing that. People are texting. When I get to my friend's house, I text them, I'm here. And then there's not that interaction where my friend's mom has to answer the phone anymore and say like, oh, Caitlin's here. Or sorry, DJ Cool Kitten's here. And there's not that interaction anymore, which is interesting to me. Society has just progressed. It's different. I don't know. If you guys are out there and you guys are following me on Facebook at facebook.com/thenewnormalradio or on Instagram, kitten_dang, D-A-N-G, or Twitter. I'll post these somewhere because it's kind of hard for me to tell you how to spell these things. But if you guys are following me or know my phone number or friends with me on Facebook, let me know what you think about my show and what I should talk about and what you feel like is important for me to tell on my show. Because it's about you guys. It's about everyone that's living in 2K16. I think it's rad. I think it's rad that I'm doing this. It's actually, I was nervous. I felt like when I first came in here, I was sweating balls. And when I sweat balls, I picture myself just in this big play pit of this ball pit, just kind of sinking into despair as a bunch of clowns are watching me, waiting to eat me at the end. But that's completely ridiculous because that's not going to happen. But this show makes me nervous. But that's okay because I'm not as nervous anymore. But please let me know. Please let me know. Give me feedback. Let me know what you think about my show because it's going to be really helpful because I want to be the voice for our generation. I want to educate people listening to me about what everyone thinks is important. That's not political news because I'm sorry, you guys. I'm not very adept to what's going in the news. I know that Hillary and Trump are at it right now, but that's the extent of my knowledge. So sorry if I sound ignorant, but that's just not my world. Other news I kind of like to pay attention to. I'd like to talk about how ridiculous our society is about being obsessed with celebrities like Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. I guess I don't know, what is their relationship? I'm not really sure. Are they, I think they're dating. They have a child together named Northwest. Because that's hilarious, right? Okay, I'd like to kind of talk about Kanye and how he's not doing anyone a justice right now because he loves himself a lot. Nobody loves Kanye more than Kanye loves Kanye. And he's a style icon for our generation, and it makes me so mad because I'm seeing young boys walking around with these oversized, ripped up mesh t-shirts and pants that are tight around the ankles and calves but are just the crotch area is just at their knees, and I'm just so confused as to why people are thinking that's attractive. And lo and behold, it's because Kanye West is doing it. Am I correct, or is it just I don't know. I think that's how it is. Okay, so I was just informed that Kanye and Kim Kardashian are married with two kids. But that's new to me. I'm not completely in tune with the Kardashians. I guess I'm not cool because I'm not keeping up with the Kardashians. But they're big in the media right now. And one of the, I think the most popular one amongst teenage girls and girls around my, maybe around my age, a little younger, is Kylie Kardashian. I don't follow her, but I do read a lot about her. And she's beautiful. She is. She's very beautiful. And people have really noticed her enormous lips. They're very sexy, but they're just, she didn't have those. She wasn't born with those. And she has admitted to getting lip injections. But there was this crazy fad, I kid you not, where people were taking shot glasses or things that were similar to the shape of shot glasses and sticking them against their mouths and sucking. So what that did was it plumps up the blood vessels in your mouth so that it makes your lips thicker and more Kylie-like. And there was a thing where people were sucking too hard and lips were cracking and they were bleeding, and it's kind of disgusting. I would Google that. I don't remember exactly what it's called, but just Google Kylie lip enlarging and you'll probably find a lot of really horrifying pictures. Justin Bieber has been around for a while. For people of my age, 1993, Justin Bieber, I think he's either a year younger than me or the same age as me, but he was just coming out, not coming out, but just starting to make a name for himself as I was starting high school, I believe. And he's gotten a lot of hate. He's gotten a lot of hate. He's gotten a lot of love. I mean, I'm not going to lie. He is a good looking guy. But my personal opinion, I don't think he's that great. But in the beginning, I don't know if you guys remember his song, Baby. How does it go? I don't remember how it goes. But it just got a lot of negative attention. It got a lot of positive attention for girls who were 12 and younger. But it got a lot of negative attention from especially guys. People were making fun of him, calling him gay. I don't know. There's a lot of negative attention around that. But I'm going to get back into it and after my break. And this is DJ Cool Kitten coming at you live from radio.dominican.edu. And I will check in with you guys in just a few moments. Bye. Everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Head on a swivel, you know serving me's a no-no. Clean as a whistle as I pull out in my Rolls Royce. Yellow phone passenger, they see it, they say, oh boy. Tell Kelly, back it up, my call me loco. Down for armed trafficking, don't make me pull up. Ask you what you laughing at, represent that mud life. Dirty money, better get your mug right. We come together, holding hands and holler, mud life. We all strapping all black, it's like,
getting bored, being slow, Snoopy in the hoodie, system overload. I've been running this rap game since I was 20 years old. I hung with the worst of them, bust till I burst them up, floss them up, toss them up, harder work, cross them up. Pardon me, I'm bossing up, pressure up, pressure, bro, don't mess with us. We like the U in the 80s. Back to back, set a track. Hit the lick, hit it back. Hit the trick, jump the track. For my money back. Time and time again, while I'm sipping on this gin. Al Davis said it best, just win, baby, win.
All I do is win. No matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And
5.5 million U.S. veterans living with a disability.
As many as 35% of Iraq veterans have or will experience post-traumatic stress disorder.
12% of the adult homeless population are veterans.
Every year on November 11th, we celebrate Veterans Day to honor America's veterans for their...
Hey, it's DJ Cool Kitten again, and I think the last topic we were talking about was Justin Bieber, but I'd like to make a note about the song that was just playing. I think it was, it's All I Do Is Win by DJ Khaled, and that is literally one of my favorite songs, and it's such a motivating song, and it gave me a lot of ideas for what I'm about to talk about, which is, I'm going to deviate from Justin Bieber, and I'm going to talk about this hashtag called #FitSpo. I'm probably going to elaborate more on that in a different show, but this is just an alluding to what my shows are going to be about. So #FitSpo, which is a mesh of the words fitness and inspiration, hence FitSpo. It's kind of like fitness is really in right now, basically what I'm trying to say is. And if you go on things like, especially Instagram, and you type in the #FitSpo, I feel like I haven't explained to you what a hashtag is quite enough. So what a hashtag is basically the pound symbol on the phone. And when you put it before a word on social media, like if you're on Twitter and you write a post and then you put #FitSpo, it's gonna take you to other posts that are related to Fitspiration or Fitspiration. I'm gonna use these words because they're normal to me, but for most of you, you probably don't know what Fitspiration is. But when you hashtag a word, it takes you to other posts that are related to that word. That's what a hashtag is. It was first coined by Twitter. I think it was first used by Twitter for that purpose, and now it's used on every social media plug, which whether it be Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Now Facebook recently did that. I honestly don't use the hashtag on Facebook. I don't know if people do, but maybe. Tumblr is a good one too. I'll get more into what these social media platforms do in another show, but we're gonna go back to #FitSpo because that song, All I Do Is Win, just reminds me of that because I have used it in one of my videos on Instagram because it's so motivating. FitSpo is inspiration to be fit and to love yourself and to be healthy. And that's what's in right now, is to be fit, is to have a six pack, it's to have good quads, is to have a nice butt. I can't explain to you how important it is for me to get a nice butt. I think it's hilarious, but it's true because you type in #FitSpo into Instagram and you'll get pictures of beautiful asses. I'm telling you, like impeccable butt muscles and nice girls in bikinis. And I look at that and I tell myself, I want to be that. That, however, also gets more into those mental disorders that I was talking about. It does not, it's helpful to an extent. It's but when it becomes an obsession, that's where it gets bad. And I want to kind of elaborate on how #FitSpo and #Fitspiration, how those things have affected me and how I believe they affect other women of my age bracket. So for me, I would consider myself a very active person. I love to go to the gym. I used to work at a yoga studio, so I was doing yoga almost daily. I still do it on my own time. I still go to the gym daily. But there was a point in my life where it became an obsession, and I would be flipping through pictures on Instagram and kind of comparing myself to those pictures, and it would make me feel really terrible about myself. But in a sense, it still did motivate me to not be overweight. I guess there's that balance, correct? There's that balance between being overweight and between being healthy. And it's nothing new. Eating disorders and body dysmorphia disorders are nothing new, but social media's role in it is huge now. And it's an emotional topic for me, because it's just, it was important for me to look good. It's that thing I was talking about, where people want to use social media to show themselves off, to display all the positives. And I was using it to kind of show people that I could be that, I could look good, and I could be perfect. I feel, and that's not healthy at all, but it's very real, and it got to a point where I was being very unhealthy with myself. And when I speak of this, I'm speaking for a lot of the girls in my generation. And I feel like social media is great, and having Instagram tags like Fitspo and Fitspiration are great, but it gets to a point where you start to obsess, and you become unhealthy, and you start to watch what you eat too much, you start to eat less, you think what you think is creating that person's body, what you think is making that person's body look like that is completely untrue about what they're actually doing, probably. Or it could be exactly what they're doing, and that person themselves is completely unhealthy. Either way, it's completely ludicrous, and it's a big problem. And I hope that those of you out there, girls out there, or guys, I think it's a big thing for guys too. Guys are actually comparing to themselves to other pictures of guys on the internet. It's also, how much can you lift? Do you even lift, bruh? Like, how much are you, what are your gains? Are you eating, like, hashtag gains, GAINZ, hashtag gains. I use this one all the time, because when you're lifting, you have to eat in order to create muscle, in order to feed your muscles. So hashtag gains is a big one. And I feel like a lot of guys are comparing themselves to that kind of stuff, and it's not healthy for them either. But at the same time, I have this mixed feeling about those kinds of things, because it has helped me lose weight, and it has helped me love myself. But you just have to find that balance. And perhaps I'll talk to you more about that in another segment, which I'm really excited to, because I have all of these ideas that I want to talk about, and I just want to throw them all at you right now, but I can't, because I only have like 15 more minutes. Sorry, I said like again. I only have 15 more minutes. But there's another thing that, I mean, I'm going to wrap up around hashtag Fitspo, because I want to talk to you more about it in another segment. But there's another thing that I want to talk about is this thing called adulting, which is so real with all of us. Those of you who know what adulting is, you guys are probably rolling, like, laughing, because it's just, adulting sucks. Adulting, for some reason, our generation has transformed the word adult, the noun adult, into a verb, and it's become a thing on the internet, where it's hashtag adulting. It's becoming an adult, because people who are born when I was born, around this time, people who are around my age are struggling with becoming an adult. And it's not easy. A lot of my friends, I actually, the class that I began school with graduated before me, and I'm watching them and talking to them about what it's like post-grad, and and they're, a lot of them are some of them are having fun, some of them are not so much having fun. And things like moving out of their parents' house, things like finding rent, paying for rent, things like finding affordable housing, which is, I kid you not, almost impossible in Marin County because rent and housing prices are impossible around here for people who just graduated from college. Doing groceries, making your bed, rolling out of bed in the morning, making breakfast for yourself. Where is mom? You know, I'm so glad that I still live with my mother and she still cooks for me. But adulting is one of those things that I want to cover in my future shows. And it may come to you next show. I don't know yet. We'll figure it out. Like I said, if you guys know me personally, if you guys are friends with me on Facebook, if you guys are following me on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, any of those things, please let me know what you guys want to hear, because you'd be doing us all a favor. You'd be doing me a huge favor by giving me ideas. And, you know, I hope that I'll be satisfying your curiosity about what is going on in this millennial generation. What else do I want to talk about? There are so many things. There's a hashtag throwback. Throwback is a good one too, because Instagram has created a thing called Throwback Thursdays. And I'm not going to say Instagram, the company, the people on Instagram, Instagrammers, as I should say. We've created Throwback Thursdays, which unfortunately I can't use because my on my show, I guess I could, but like my show's not on Thursdays. But Throwback Thursdays is when people take their old pictures of themselves and they post it. They post it onto social media and they hashtag it Throwback Thursdays. And it's kind of like, it's another way to show off what they were like back in the day, which is probably baby pictures of themselves spilling spaghetti everywhere or mini league soccer tournaments or just pictures of friends that were taken years and years ago, or which brings me to another one, Transformation Tuesday, which is what a picture, people will post a picture side by side of them a few years back, and then one now, which is also used with the hashtag Fitspo and Fitspiration, because people are using that to show their progress as to how, what they used to look like, what their body used to look like then, and then what their body looks like now. And that's a whole, like, it's just this whole new culture that's been created that revolves around Instagram. There's, what other hashtags are there? There's Man Crush Monday, where people post pictures of them and their boyfriend, their significant other, or of a picture of a incredibly handsome supermodel or celebrity. Yeah, we'll talk more about those later, but I'm going to take a break now, and this is DJ Cool Kitten coming at you live from radio.dominican.edu, and I'll get back to you in just a second and enjoy some of the cool music that we have on our Penguin radio station.
that we made, we pick ourselves undone. All of your flaws and all of my flaws, they lie there hand in hand. Ones we've inherited, ones that we learned, they pass from man to man. There's a hole in my soul.
Cool Kitten again, and as my show's coming to an end, I kind of wanted to touch on some cool points that I will be incorporating into my show. I have a really good friend who's actually an electronic DJ, and I believe he told me his name was DJ Cycloscope or DJ J-Ray. I'm going to be working with him, and we're going to be creating music for my show's intro, and I'll be playing his music during the breaks instead of, there's great music on our radio station, I'm not going to bash about that, but it'd be cool to introduce you guys to some of this awesome new agey electronic music that DJ J-Ray is creating. I just listened to some of it today, and I thought it was pretty cool, and trust me, I'm super excited to have my very own tailored intro for this segment because that's just really cool. Also, I do want to hear about what you guys think about my show. I'm not really sure how many listeners I have right now, but those of you who are listening, please follow me at all of my social media plugins that are really, really difficult to say, but I will try again. Twitter is Cool Little Kitten, KOOLITTLEKITTEN, no punctuation, and there is only one L between cool and little. Sorry, I had to think about that for a moment. And then Instagram is kitty period underscore period dang. So kitty, KITTY period underscore period DANG. I think it's cute because it just like underscore period creates a little face in between kitty and dang. Yeah, okay, I'll stop talking about that. And then the big one that I would like you guys to take notice of is I'm using Facebook. I've created a public figure page for myself. It's going to be at facebook.com/thenewnormalradio with no punctuation. I'm going to be updating the ideas that I'm going to be talking about on my show. Just little things that probably about my own life. I don't know if you guys are going to find that interesting. But the point is, if you guys are following me on any form of, or if you have my cell phone number, if you know me personally, text me, call me, find me like walking around the halls or something like that. Tell me what you think about my show and what you think I should talk about. Because every single one of you are my inspiration. And whenever I create my show, I'm thinking about what you guys want to hear. And it would just make my life and my job so much easier if I knew what you guys wanted to hear. But anyway, I'm going to close up my show. And, you know, do I think I'm cool? No. I think I'm cool, but I think cool is just all relative. But listen in next week, Monday at 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to check in on what all the cool kids are doing. So see you later. Bye.
So powerful, I can feel it when you hold me, when you touch me. It's so powerful, powerful, powerful. I can feel it when you hold me, when you touch me. It's so powerful. There's an energy when you hold me, when you touch me. It's so powerful. Like fire, electricity. When you're close, I feel the sparks. Takes me high to infinity.